Blog Talk Radio.
God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who make mountains move out of my way? Who make a miracle because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God is able. Tell me who make a river out of a little stream, who tell the clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me, and who tell the wind to whistle through the trees, and when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down? Never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the night's broadcast of today's Deliverance Now. God bless you all. And this service is brought to you by with Apostle-elect Becky Kennedy of Orangeburg, South Carolina. On tonight's panel, we will have special guests, Pastor Linda French of Jersey City, New Jersey, Pastor Doris Marshall of Nathalie, Virginia. So grab your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and enjoy the Lord with us. Now, taking us into prayer will be Pastor Linda French of New Jersey, and after that, the next voice you will hear is Apostle-elect Becky Kennedy.
Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you are and who you are to us. Lord, you are the beginning and you are the end. You are Alpha and Omega. God, you are who we worship. God, you are the only one true and living God. We thank you for everything that you have done. Lord, we know that without you, we would not even be here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we just want to give you some praise. Just want to worship you on today. Want you, God, hallelujah, to be acknowledged by your people, God, so that others that do not know you will come to know the Christ, will come to know the Lord, hallelujah, the God Almighty. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done, hallelujah, those things that we have understood and those that we do not. Father, we still want to give you the praise because you deserve it. We still want to honor you, God, because of who you are, and we want to continue, glory to God, to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every hindrance, every blockage, binding that which is not of God and loosing the Holy Spirit to have a free course and a free reign in tonight's program. We plead the blood of Jesus over the lives. We plead the blood of Jesus over the lives of people. And we say hallelujah, glory to God, that Jesus Christ is Lord. These things we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We thank and praise God, amen, for being with you tonight. Amen. Truly, God is a good God. Yes, he is. I just want to say I thank God for being here. Thank God for this time of celebration. Amen. Being back on the air with you once again. God bless you, Pastor French.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Marshall. Pastor Marshall, are you there? Amen. God bless you. Truly, we thank and we praise God for just being real, for just being who he is. And I just thank God. Pastor French, you have a testimony you want to give tonight?
Praise God. Amen. Well, my testimony is that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord over this and Lord over that, and he has been such a constant, a rock, glory to God, to me. Glory to God, I've been experiencing some family issues and difficulties, but to God be the glory. He has brought me through. He's given me strength. He's given me the power, glory to God, that I need in every situation and in all the circumstances that I have been faced with on these past couple of weeks. I can say truly that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hi, yay, God. He has been there for me when I needed him the most. He's worked things out, glory to God, to whereby you can say that they've even been dubbed as a miracle. And I just want to give God the praise for that and want my testimony to be known throughout the airways that Jesus can fix anything and he can do anything but fail. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. You know, I thank and praise God for that testimony because I, too, can say that the past few weeks, ever since the ice storm, it's been one thing after another, but yet I'm not discouraged. I have, amen, the fight to keep on keeping on and keep on trusting and believing in the Lord. Truly, you know, if there's no test, there's no testimony. You
amen.
Know, I never go through anything. How can I say that I know that God will and God can? And I thank and I praise God for everything, 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 every good thing, every bad thing. I thank and I praise God because truly, you know, God is a good God. And many are preparing, beginning to prepare now, Pastor French, for the holiday, as we express it at times, the season, that our Lord and Savior died and rose again, and it is respectively called Easter. Could you tell me tonight, on a brief tip, what does Easter mean to you?
Okay. I really don't refer to it as Easter, but I refer to it as Resurrection Day, because Resurrection Day means that my Lord and my Savior was raised from the dead on the third day after the crucifixion. He died. He was crucified, then he died, then he was buried, and then he rose again. And he rose again on the precious resurrection day, rising with power and authority and releasing that power and authority into our lives. You know, if we did not have resurrection day, glory to God, then the enemy could come in and have a field day with us. So I don't celebrate Easter. I celebrate Great Resurrection Day.
Amen. And truly, that is what I call it, resurrection time. Amen. This is a time that we know that Jesus, he was born of a virgin. Bless God. But there was a set time for him to shed blood for our sins. And in doing so, on the third day, as you said, he rose again, and he rose with all power, not some power, but with all power in his hand. You know, and I think and I praise God, because truly, if it had not been for the Lord, I don't know where I would be today. I would not have the testimony that I have. I was just sitting here, and I was reading the scriptures, and I was thinking about over in Matthew, the 27th chapter, right around, I think, verse 11, and I'm reading from the NIV Teaching Bible, and it says, "Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And the answer was, 'Yes, it is, as you say,' Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, 'Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?' But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor." You know, and I was thinking about how many times things happen in our life, and sometimes people, they will misconstrue what you say. And we will spend all day trying to untie something somebody said. And many times, if we just leave it alone, it's, well, that's what you said. That's not the way I said it, but that's what you said. And just go on and give it to God and let Jesus handle it. I believe it, a lot of times, a lot of hard feelings would not be there. Do you agree with that, Pastor French?
I certainly do agree with it. Amen. Because sometimes you cannot give an answer. Sometimes you have to hold your peace and let the Lord fight the battle. And a lot of times we figure, well, you know, because it's a situation where we're dealing with other humans, we're dealing with the flesh, you know, that person's flesh rose up, and then our flesh will rise up. But if we just hold our peace and let the Lord fight the battle for us, you know, it will always come out with much victory, great victory. And yes, I do agree. A lot of times I might want to say something. I might want to get back. I might want to say that's a lie. That is definitely not the truth. But I tell you, the truth is going to come out, and it's going to win every time, because of whose we are and whom we belong to. So, yes, hold your peace and let the Lord fight that battle.
This is one thing that we should learn to do during this season. People love the phrase, "What would Jesus do?" Mm. Well, if we just read the scriptures. We will learn what Jesus do. And part of that is learning to hold our peace. Pastor, I was looking down in verse 18 of the same 27th chapter, and it said, For he knew it was out of envy that they handed Jesus over to him. Now, we know that envy, jealousy, malice, and strife is alive and well today. And many times things that are done is done out of envy, jealousy, malice, and strife. So if we learn to hold our peace, the Lord can work a work.
Yes.
There is a time to speak, and there's a time not to speak. But verse 19 says, while Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message: don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him. That is powerful within itself. That Pilate's wife even knew Jesus was innocent of the charges.
Amen.
Many times while a person is telling the lie, they know you are innocent, but they just telling the lie to get a response.
Mm.
The reason for this time and this season is to help us learn discipline.
Amen.
Learn to go through. As Christians, things are going to come your way. If there is no test, there's no testimony. We're going to be tested in the spiritual realm. We're going to be tested in the natural realm. This is why we have to study to show ourselves approved. We have to get into the Word of God, not argue the Scripture, because you never find anywhere where Jesus debated the Scripture. He spoke it, he said it, he lived it, he believed it, and that was it. Pastor French?
Yes.
You have a comment?
Yes. There is a point which you had said in giving this theology of what it will mean to your spirit man if you would just allow God to minister to you and use you and let the situation become a testimony to you. See, the reason a lot of individuals get so upset about what is happening and what is being told is because they have they're really dealing with flesh, and the flesh cannot dwell with the spirit. We have to be more spiritually minded. And there's something that we must understand. We must understand that trials and tribulations and these tests are often coming to allow us to go through, get that testimony so that God can be glorified and take us to the next level. But what happens is we let the flesh get involved and get to running off at the mouth, or sometimes even more than just running off at the mouth. Sometimes things have escalated to such a point, you know, that there have been vicious things said, vicious things done, you know, folk even getting into fist fights, and naming the name of Christ, and that should never, ever be. But the thing about it is that you have to know that God constructs these tests that we go through. You know, a lot of times people want to say, it's the enemy that did this, the enemy did that, Satan caused that problem. But the thing about it is that we have to have such a relationship with the Lord, we can see the enemy coming before he gets there, before he gets to use that person. God will allow someone to be used, but it is you who must stand the test. and know that it is God that has allowed this thing to happen, because what he's doing is purging, you know, that which is not like him or of him out of you, getting that no good thing that dwells in the flesh out, so that the spirit man, glory to God, can be the dominant force that will take you to where God desires you to be.
Amen, amen. Because truly, you know, I'm steady. You're so correct, and it's so phenomenal because, you know, this is a time that many of us, we fast. We set aside time, more time to visit the Lord, to read our words, to push our plates back and to just sacrifice ourselves. But even in doing so, there is a change even in that, because when you do it and you really are being led of the Lord, your spirit man gets stronger. You obtain more knowledge. You obtain more wisdom. And your whole demeanor changes. You know, you're yet you, but there's something, there's a better you that is produced out of it. And I said all that to say that when we go through the test, not fail the test, but when we go through the test, it
yes.
brings out a better you.
Yes.
It brings out a better way of life. It brings out a better way of dealing with society and dealing even in your Christian walk. Because some people have this conception that once they give their lives, give their heart to the Lord, that all of their troubles go away. I'm here to tell you it does not happen like that. You know, you yet are going, there's yet going to be something, but you learn a different method and how to handle it.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
You're right about it. Amen.
I was looking here in verse 20. It says, but the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? Pilate asked. They all answered, crucify him. Crucify him why? None of the charges you were making were true. But you know what Barabbas was. You know what Barabbas was about. And you know what Jesus is about. You know Jesus was the one that walked on water, that opened the blind eyes, that cured the leprosy, that cast out the demons. You know who Jesus is, the one that taught for hours and hours,
right,
and it's founded in the word. But yet you will stand by and you will say, crucify him. So I'm trying to encourage the saints of God today that if they said crucify Jesus and he was the one that turned water into wine, what do you think they're going to say about you? But I want you to know, get it in your heart and in your mind, I'm living now just to live again. Oh,
amen.
My God, hallelujah.
Yes.
That even if I go by the way of the grave, I'm living just to live again.
Live again. Amen. Praise God.
Julie, I get excited when I'm talking about the word of God and what God is doing in my life. And then the next verse said, what crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. Pilate yet didn't want to let go. He wanted them to give him something. But they shouted all louder, crucify him. Even though he asked them for a crime, they still saying crucify. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It is your responsibility. Even the judge himself said, I don't want nothing to do with this. I'm washing my hands. In other words, I don't want to be found. And we hear people say, I'm washing my hands of this.
Yes.
That, you know, that's a term that people use. I'm washing my hands of it. That means I ain't going to have nothing to do with it. I'm backing off. I'm backing away. And, you know, I tell you of a truth, this is a time that families need to come together and stop washing their hands of one another. We need to turn our hearts and our minds toward God. We need to repent. We need to ask one another for forgiveness. This is a time of examination. Even though they say Easter, this is a time to resurrect the love that we once had, resurrect the peace that we once had. You know, get where we need to be, but this time, don't let go. Don't let ourselves be found lacking in the same area and in the same spot this time the next year. Am I right about?
Amen.
You have another comment, Pastor French?
Yes. You're right about families. You know, it is so important. The enemy has gotten into families, and people have just avoided one another, and they don't make the phone calls. They get angry. They make statements that they should not have made, and feelings get hurt and folk are disappointed. But the thing it is that that's where forgiveness and repentance comes in. That's what the cross was all about. You know, the God that we serve forgave us. He sent his only begotten son so that we would have a right to the tree of life. But there's a key component, which is called forgiveness. And we need to forgive one another. We need to repent of our sins. We need to turn away from the bad attitude and the bad behavior and say to God, you know, give me yet another chance. Sometimes we hold a grudge so long, you know, and then the person gets sick and they're gone and you haven't had a chance to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. But
come
the thing about it, you can get, glory to God, a long way. Hallelujah. Because forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. When you say, I'm sorry, it does something to your spirit, man, to build you up, to get you to the point where God wants you to be, you know, in his service. You know, we want to serve God, you know, and with gladness. We want to serve him, glory to God, without all this junk hanging on to us. You know, people, sometimes you watch folk come to church and they come in and they're so burdened down and heavy laden because of the different problems and the different issues that they're facing on a daily basis. And then you come to church and you're just drained and you don't know how to just release it and let it go and go into a worship and a praise and let the word of God minister to your heart, you know, and then you leave out the door the same way that, yes, Lord, that you came in. And it's not, we need to get that junk, get away from the junk, get the junk out of our hearts, you know, learn how to love one another. You know, they're in, glory to God, in a multitude of sin, glory to God, we can overcome by love. We can overcome by forgiving, glory to God. It's not a perfect world. There was not but one perfect, and his name is Jesus Christ. We are not perfect. We strive for perfection, as the scriptures tell us, but we are not perfect. And so we have to learn how to live in this world. We have to learn how to live an abundant life. We have to learn how to live past people's faults and people's failures and even our own failures. We have to learn how to live, glory to God, because Jesus died so we can yet live again.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he did. He died so that we can live again. At this time, Pastor French, let us change just for a few moments. I'm going to ask if the Evangelist Looney, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
God bless. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you to give us a song and a testimony. Can you do that for us tonight? God bless you.
Amen. I just thank God for just for being saved. And I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. I just thank God for how he's been, you know, dealing with me on different things, just like you all were talking about, you know, knowing when to be quiet and different things. And the Lord has really been dealing with me about that, you know, not just saying stuff just off the cuff, you know, thinking before you speak, because, you know, there's a time for everything. You know, there's a time and a season for everything. There is a time to talk. There is a time to be quiet. And I just thank God that, you know, even now in this season, you know, he's showing me, you know, you don't just always just say, you know, listen to the Holy Ghost. And if we listen to the Holy Ghost will not steer us wrong at any time, at any time. And I just thank God for that. just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting now to rid my soul of one dark fly to thee, whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, O Lamb, O Lamb of God, I come.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Looney, so much for that song. Just as I am. Lord, I'm not going to try to fix myself. I'm not going to try to change anything. I'm just coming as I am. And I'm asking you, Lord, to come into my life. I'm asking you to change me. I'm asking you to make me whole. I'm asking you to give me wisdom, give me knowledge, give me understanding, bless me with holy boldness. You know, this is something that we need, and during this time, this is a time to really self-examine, check and see where you are, amen, and be honest, bless God with yourself. And then I was reading the next verse, and verse 25 in chapter 27, it says, all the people answered, let his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Now, you know, many times people say, well, I'll pay for it later. I know it's wrong, but I'll pay for it later. You really don't know or really don't understand what you're really saying, because what you think you might be able to pay for, you can't. So before you do, before you act, seek wisdom, seek understanding, and above all, have the desire to do it Jesus' way. do it the way the Bible would say. Because we have many situations where people act like the scribes and Pharisees. They want to be seen. They want that name to be out there. But yet there's no real love. There's no real peace. There's no real joy. Afraid to roll up their sleeves and get dirty and do some real work. Afraid to talk to someone that really needs saving. It may smell bad, but you got bath water. You when I say bath water, you got running water. You're able to take a bath. You're able to do for yourself, but maybe they may be homeless. And maybe they're just running in some place to a sink. But always look at it. It could have been me. But God allowed me not to be in that state. So I the more should be more compassionate. Oh, my God. In the things that I do and say. Because truly this is a time for us to recognize our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the reason for this time. No matter how much they commercialize it with an egg, Jesus ain't had nothing to do with no egg. Amen. It's just like during the time when we say Christmas, his birth has nothing to do with Santa Claus. The world will commercialize it, whatever it is. We've got to keep the right spirit and understand what it's really all about. It's about the resurrection time of our Savior. It's about the time that he stayed disciplined and stayed his course. He could have called for the angels, but he didn't. He knew he was going to be betrayed. He knew Judas was right there with him. But he never mistreated Judas. If it's one thing that we need to take tonight from this, is to understand even though he knew that Judas would betray him, he never mistreated Judas. He didn't treat Judas any different. He let Judas continue to walk right there. But he knew he had all power. He knew it had to be. Some people that are in your life, they had to be there. That situation had to happen in order for to get you to God, to turn your heart, to turn your mind. Maybe you might feel betrayed tonight, but understand and know that God sits high and he looks low. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Jimmy McGee if she will come and give us a song.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest
amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Truly, I thank God tonight for our soloist. Pastor French, what do you think?
Lord have mercy. You know that evangelist Jimmy McGee can sing a song, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that's another thing. God just gives us the gifts and the talents he has released to his people. Glory to God. And there's so many that lives that the Lord has touched, you know, in the area of ministry, of song, you know, and people have taken it, you know, to just a whole nother level. But if you stay rooted and grounded in God's word and rooted and grounded in the Spirit of the Lord, you know, he can touch them vocal cords. And I'm telling you, there's a difference between entertainment and ministry.
Come
and
on
I
now.
Tell you,
you
can
that.
Get, yes, Lord, you can get some ministry, a song from evangelist Jimmy McGee. Praise God. It always does my heart so good to hear, you know, singing that just, you know, blesses the soul, you know, singing, which uplifts you. You know, we are supposed to, you know, have, trying to think of the scripture that tells us about lifting yourself up in psalms, you
mm-hmm.
know, and song, you know, it's a reason for it, you know, and God knew what we were going to need, and that's why he allowed it to be written in the scriptures. So you have to have faith. And see, you cannot have faith without first believing in who he is. You know, he died, glory to God, and rose again. You know, so that the key component is that we believe that this is what happened, glory to God. This is not what a man said. This is not what somebody wrote. This is not a story, glory to God, but it is the scriptures, which is the ordained word of God. And this ordained word was that Jesus Christ lives so that we can face tomorrow. Glory to God. And I'm just so glad about it. You know, God has done some great things for us, whereof I am so glad. He has been there for us, and he will continue to be there. Glory to God. It does not matter that there is an enemy, because we have always been victorious, and the enemy has always been defeated. He was defeated back there on Calvary, and he's still defeated today, 2,000 years later. So I am so glad that there is a resurrection day. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Truly, I praise God for the service tonight. I praise God for his word. I thank him for how he is. It's blessing, because truly there's ministry in song. Evangelist Looney, Myra Looney of Flint, Michigan, Evangelist McGee of Orangeburg, South Carolina. Amen. Truly dynamic psalmist. Amen. Truly anointed young women of God, whom God is using to restore those that are in bondage, to set them free. And it means so much when the right song is sung, when the Lord can give you that song and it comes forth, then it accomplishes what God wants it to accomplish, whether you're dealing with depression, whether you're just going through right now with some issues in life, whether you're sick on your sick bed, or whether you're bereaved, you lost a loved one. God can bless in song to lift the heavy burden, to lift the load, to lighten the load. And truly, it means so much, because the songs of praise go hand in hand with the word of God.
Amen.
And I thank God that we can sing a new song daily.
You know, just like he grants us new mercy. God, I read in the word where it says, break forth into a new song. You know, and truly we can. We can sing a new song every day. We can sing and give God the honor and the glory. He loves it when we lift up our voices to him. And I thank and I praise God that the scripture said, make a joyful noise. Amen, because I'm not your psalmist, I'm not your soloist, but I can make a pretty good noise. You know, and I thank God for that, because truly it means so much, amen, to me, amen. And truly I thank God for tonight, amen. Is there anyone that is on the line that desires special prayer? I'm going to open the lines for special prayer. Pastor Marshall, are you there? Amen. All right. Well, if that being that no one is there for special prayer, we thank and we praise God for who he is and for what he is and how he has blessed us, how he has carried us thus far. Pastor Marshall, God bless. Ooh, she's really, really there in my spirit. Pastor French, I'm going to ask you to give us the final words, and then we're going to have Minister Kennedy, amen, to give us our closing prayer. Amen?
Amen, amen.
Excuse me. We have someone for special prayer.
All right.
434.
Go ahead.
434-376. No, they don't want to say anything. They press 1.
No, that's me. That's Pastor Marshall.
That's Pastor Marshall.
Pastor Marshall?
Yeah, I've been saying something, but you all didn't hear me.
We couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm here. I've been listening. I've been enjoying everything. It's been wonderful. Hello?
And now we got Pastor Marshall on the line. So bless the Lord.
Yeah, I've been here all the time.
Bless the Lord. So we can hear you now, but we could not hear you.
Yes. Well, I have just thoroughly enjoyed everything that's been said and all those beautiful songs. I tell you, I'm just elated. I'm just happy in Jesus alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Marshall, tell us something about, amen, you heard the topic tonight.
I was thinking about what Pastor French had said, about the real meaning. Some people say, Easter, and I used to say that all the time until the Lord really came into my life. And I'm so glad, hallelujah, glory be to God, that he's on my side and brought me into the realization that I don't say Easter anymore. I say it's Resurrection Day.
All right now.
So, and, you know, it's all about the gospel, all about the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, it has to do with the celebration or the resurrection of the living God. I tell you, he rose, and I'm so glad that he did. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary that we might have a right to the tree of life. And that blood had to be shedded. That pure, untainted blood had to be shed for the remission of our sins. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm just so glad that we know him and we have everlasting life.
Amen,
you know,
amen.
I was looking at the scripture just before we got on here. Matthew 12:40 says, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. But he rose, hallelujah. And when he rose, like you said before, he rose with all power. And we that accept him as Jesus, as Lord of our lives, he erases all of our sins and gives us an open door for intimacy and a beautiful relationship with him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And now we're sitting in heaven and heavenly places with him. And I'm so glad about that, and that we can call those things that be not as though they are.
Yay, God.
Hallelujah. I love the word of the Lord. God is just so good. Hallelujah. And I'm just so glad that he spoke the world into existence. And he has given us the ability, hallelujah, to speak his word only. And as we speak the word, hallelujah, what we say, hallelujah, will come into being. But we just have to keep on saying it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. He's made us speaking spirits.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just in love with Jesus. And I could tell by everybody's responses and everything that has gone on tonight that everybody seems to be just really in love with the Lord. And it's
Jesus.
So to testify of his goodness, his greatness, his love for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's just wonderful. That's all I have to say. But just God is just good.
Amen.
Amen. We're
Amen.
So glad. That we got that tonight. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God, hallelujah.
I kept saying, Pastor Marshall, Pastor Marshall, Pastor Marshall. Finally, we got Pastor Marshall.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Oh, and we know that it's nothing but, you know, it ain't nothing but God. God got it under control.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not going to give the devil any space and any attention. We're going to give it all to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Truly, I praise
Amen.
God for that. I truly do. I praise God for each of you pastors being here with us tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. And at this time, we're going to prepare to close, and we're going to ask that Minister Kennedy would pray our closing prayer. And we say amen.
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 Amen. I really enjoyed the service tonight. Really enjoyed it. I got out of it a lot. What Easter is, it is not about Easter. It's about the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus who had died and rose again the third day. Wow. And also we talked about how, you know, you got to fix this. Fix this and let God fix it. Right now, we'd just like to give thanks to Pastor Hill and the Solis, our guest pastors, for their insight and vision of the Word of God. And we'd like to thank and give thanks to Apostle-elect Becky Kennedy for allowing God to use her in sharing God's Word. To everyone that is listening in, God, I ask that you restore virtue to the pastors tonight. Let's continue to practice and the word of God in speaking in love and patience and kindness in every sentence. So as we depart from this time, I pray that God do not depart from everyone that is listening in. Until we tune in again, may God bless. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you and good night.
Good night.
Between a want and a need. So put on a breastplate, and grab a shield of faith, wear a helmet of salvation, and shod my feet with the preparation, and grab a sword that is the word, and gird my waist with truth to be prepared to be filled by you. I repent, I turn away, no longer the sin that have its hold on me, to your precious amazing grace, and yes, to the choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, just to trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me, through your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am his own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down at his throne. I turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me, through your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.